And welcome back to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. We are live in Norcross, Georgia, as our Loudoun Vikings lead the Norcross Blue Devils 33-7. 2 minutes left on the halftime clock as, we were talking about it, guys. It almost a stunned atmosphere here for Norcross. As you said, Loudoun may have been a little shell-shocked when the game started, but there seems to be a stunning what's going on with the Norcross Blue Devils.
You're exactly right. You know, Loudoun came out flat, and all of a sudden, like we said, something came together. The coaches came together. The players came together. The band came up, came alive, the crowd behind them. Everything just kind of clicked, and then we scored 33 points in the second quarter.
Yeah, during the halftime, we talked about the passing yards, of course, 189 yards passing. But on the ground, the Vikings, 18 carries for 247 yards. And just really, when you look at the rushing, J.D. Lee, you can't ever count him out. 20 yards on four rushes. Michael Barrett with 96 yards on seven. You've got 113 yards on four carries for Travis Tisdale. I mean, we're running over a defense that throughout this year has stopped almost everybody they've faced.
Well, go
ahead.
You're exactly right. We took them head on, not scared, just going to try north and south on them. That's all we're doing. We're running north and south, running over them.
Yeah.
Well, J.D. Lee is averaging 5 yards a carry. I mean, what else can you ask for? You give the man the ball, he's either halfway to the first down or gets the first down every time he touches it.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, first downs, Lowndes has 13 on the half. Norcross with 11 first downs. Just continuing to play very well, and it's played well from a penalty standpoint. Not a lot of penalties, both teams with four penalties on the night, about 40, 35 yards for each of them. Only punted once for Lowndes, twice for Norcross. Offensively, these teams are playing.
You're exactly right. Lowndes is trying to keep up with last week on pace-wise. We've ran 29 plays for a total of 436 yards compared to Norcross, who's ran 36 plays for a total of 174 yards.
Well, we said to begin with tonight that Lowndes leads 7A classification in points per game with over 46 points a game. We're definitely on track for that. But then the Blue Devils only give up 10.8 points a game, and right here tonight they've given up 33 points. So will the Vikings continue, as Chuck said, you got your head on the curve, let's keep them there.
Yep.
Coach Mack said keep your foot on their throat. All those analogies, we're going to have to do that tonight. You cannot let up against a quality team like Norcross. They are 11-0 for a reason.
Yeah, we got to do like we did on the way up here. Keep the foot on the gas, and the rest of them in the smoke.
You kind of left me in the smoke a few times there, brother. Guys, as I look down there, there's going to be a warm-up, probably another 3 minutes put on the clock. Taylor Biddle is coming back up to join us, and we'll get your thoughts on the first half of this game.
Yeah, it was a good first half. More particularly, a good second quarter for the Vikings. No points were scored in the first half. So second quarter was really where we came alive on the night. We got to win the battle in the second half. Coach Mack loves to say that, you know, if nobody scores from here on out, that we win the ball game. And like our friend Wes James likes to say, if nobody cares what the score is at halftime, it's what happens at the fourth quarter when the clock hits zero. So,
yeah, it's the least important thing in life is the score at halftime.
You're absolutely right. They did put 3 minutes back on the clock, Bill. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, whether you're on 99.5 Kicks Country or you're connecting through a stream.
Yeah, we put the stream on thevikingvoice.com, so we had a couple of people. I was setting that up because, as we said, we'll have the Charles Cooper Invitational Basketball Monday and Tuesday, and I was trying to supersede that and go ahead and get that on there, and unfortunately...
Good job done by Steve Sains and
Joe Stubbs
on that. So
those guys do such a great job doing basketball. Basketball is very hard to broadcast, so we appreciate them doing that. Charles Cooper Classic is going to be great. Chuck, I know you've done some basketball with those guys before.
I think Steve and Joe do a fantastic job. because, like I said, it's up. You know, it's really hard to keep up with, and with you don't miss anything with Steve, and Joe gets the keeps on top of the stats and keeps Steve straight.
Yeah, he does. He really does a great job, and they work well together. And Joe originally was like, "Oh, I don't want to get on the radio," but he's really gotten comfortable with it, and I really enjoy listening to him. He's done a great job.
Kind of like I did.
Yeah, you didn't want to get on the radio and talk.
Yeah, I was kind of leery of it at first, but after doing baseball with Bill, and Bill walked me through it and helped me, I've gotten a little more comfortable with it. We're having a little bit of technical
I think it's our play-by-play guy. His ears are ringing.
I have a ringing in my ears for some weird reason.
Yeah, I've got one in mine, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because I switched over, and that's what we were doing, was to see if we had the same ringing. I didn't hear that, so...
Man, we got all kind of technical difficulties tonight. If you're tuning in, we do apologize for those. Marty, his earpiece burned out. His mic's still working. So, Marty, I see you down there around the 50, brother. What's the atmosphere like at warm-ups?
Guys, rather loose. The guys come out. They're excited about. We talked about getting the ball here second half. They're excited about that. I actually had a chance to speak with Coach Mack, and he said we need to go get seven right here. We can't give up, and we've got to come out and make a big play here in the early in the third and try to keep the foot on the gas to set the tone that we're not gonna ease up. So let's see what happens.
Thank you, Marty. Is that equipment part supply sideline update?
Well, Taylor, we're ready to get this second half underway now. And get this thing going. The Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. So Norcross will have to kick off. Now, will they try some kind of onside kick? They need, an extra.
We are ready for it. We got the hands team. We got nine guys inside the 40, between the 40 and the 50. So we're anticipating something sparking, trying to get Norcross rocking and rolling here, just like Hillgrove did to us last week. Camarada is doing the kicking duties for Norcross. If you're just tuning in, Vikings have a 33-7 lead. He does kick it deep, and boy, can he kick it. He kicked it out of the back of the end zone. It's going to be a touchback for the Vikings. They'll start over first and 10, ball on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and that's probably a smart play. Vikings trying to play up in case they try something else. The kicker has been kicking into the end zone consistently. So, really, he wasn't going to try and put something in between. The guys were going to be able to cover that. As it is, the Vikings will lead off the third quarter, first and 10 from the 20.
Rushing yards have been really lopsided in the Vikings' favor tonight. 18 carries for 247 yards. We really contained Norcross rushing the ball 11 times for 50 yards. Michael Barrett brings the Lowndes High offense onto the field. We got twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. The ball is on the near hash. Two running backs just to Michael Barrett each side. He sends Tyson Harris out into the flats where he makes a catch, makes one guy miss, doing a little bit of dancing. He's got a little bit of space at the 25, at the 30, at the 35, 40, breaking tackles left and right, at the 40, 45, brought down by the Norcross Blue Devils at the 44-yard line.
Tyson Harris, what great balance that he has. He's able to, he's not got really breakaway speed, but he's able to balance, make cuts, get himself moved up the field, and really does a great job. First down and 10 now for the Vikings.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. Ball's placed down first and 10 on the Viking 44-yard line. They're going left to right. Barrett sends trips to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Calls for it. Here's a snap. Plenty of time. Looking, throwing up top. Got a receiver, and Jalen Smith had his guy beat, number 14, and he just couldn't come down with the play off his fingertips. Incomplete.
Yeah, Jalen Smith, one of those guys that have stepped in to help spell Xavier Jenkins while he was out. And really has not had a lot of balls thrown at him. This one was right over the top. Should have made the catch. Unfortunately, ball's incomplete. Second down.
Second down. Ball is placed at the 44-yard line. 11:35 to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 33-7. Michael Barrett has twins to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Brings Smith in motion. Here's a snap. Handoff up the middle. And running off the left side is J.D. Lee. And he's going to pick up good positive yards across midfield. Going to bring up third and short for the Vikings.
Hey, Taylor, give y'all an update here. Tyson Harris, after that great play there on first down, did come off the field. Not sure exactly what was wrong on the field. It was an ankle or what. He kind of was limping a little bit, but he's over here trying to walk it off now and getting some attention from the trainer. He seems to be okay, but he is limping a little bit, and he's not out there right now.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Third and manageable for the Vikings. They got twins to the near side, single receiver to the far side. quarterback draw. Michael Barrett takes it off the right side. He's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage, and the Vikings are going to have a fourth down and about four. Michael gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that time, Michael, they were looking for that Michael Barrett run up the middle. Did a great job. They overloaded, came there against the offensive line, outnumbered the offensive line. And when you do that, you're going to block that hole, and that's exactly what they did here.
Tyson Shaw checks in for the punt. We have faked one tonight, and we have shanked one tonight from the punting duties. Here's a snap. Snap is good. Here's a kick. High kick to the far side. It is hit. Takes a Viking bounce, and the guy picks it up at the five-yard line. And great job there on coverage by the Vikings down there. Looks like Tavon Kyle in on the tackle. But the guy picked it up, should have just let it run to the end zone, but he didn't.
Well, even if it didn't run to the end zone, he might have saved 2 or 3 yards, but that's a dangerous play because what happens, you never know who's going to hit you, who's going to knock your hand away, and maybe you turn the ball over.
Ball's placed down at the 4-yard line, so that's where Norcross is going to take over. First and 10 on their own 4-yard line. 10:15 to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 33-7. Radcliffe has been the quarterback the whole time for the Blue Devils. He brings that offense back onto the field. He's got great size, standing 6'4", 215 pounds. Twins to the near side, twins to the far side, one running back. They send a man in motion. Radcliffe
got
a flag on the play thrown by the white hat, and it's going to be a legal procedure by the Blue Devils, so they're going to bring mark half the distance, balls back to the 2-yard line.
Yeah, just and moving it back even further, half the distance. They're having to line up in their own end zone right now. So the Viking defense trying to pin their ears back and pin this Blue Devil defense back deep in their end.
We're play first down, and Coach Maloof is going to give a band warning. Director Bowman said, we got you right where we want you, so the band is going to play loud, and we're going to have a band warning.
Yep, that is the call initially that the Lions High Georgia Richmond continue to play, and we'll quiet them down. The contingent of Viking fans that are here will come to their feet, and we'll see if we can make pretty close to the noise. The band will also make noise.
Yes, and that's exactly what happens is the visiting fans come alive on their feet. And here is Norcross taking over. Here's a snap. Quarterback on a design rollout to the near side. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to be brought down rushing the ball out to the 14-yard line. So it's going to be close to a first down. And it is going to be enough for a first down. They're going to mark first and 10. Ball placed down at the 14-yard line. So it's going to be a Norcross first down on a quarterback keeper off the left side. Vikings are leading 33-7, 10 minutes and 1 second to go in the third quarter. Norcross, we had them pinned back deep to the 2-yard line, but they ran a quarterback to the near side. Here's a snap, low snap. We make contact in the backfield. It is Devon Holmes making contact in the backfield, running back off the right side, falls forward for about a 3-yard gain on the play. Norcross looks over to the line, the coach's box. They're at the line of scrimmage, trips to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Running back is number 2, Harris. They've switched out running backs pretty religiously tonight, but no avail, only 66 yards rushing tonight for Norcross. Bring a man in motion, goes back to where he was, ball's on the ground. Brent Carter in there, they threw a pass over to the near side after the ball hit the ground. Brent Carter there to make the breakup as the ball was right there in catchable range.
Yeah, Tymer Jones again there to try and make the catch. Brent Carter did a great job. It was a low snap again as Radcliffe has to pick that up off the ground and then tries a quick pass right out there into the flats.
It's going to bring up 3rd and 6 for the Norcross Blue Devils. Line to gain is the 24-yard line. 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 33-7. Trips to the far side of the field. Single receiver to the near side of the field. Brings a man in motion. Here's a snap. Plenty of time to throw. Tipped up in the air by Jeff Davis. Good job by that young man getting his hands up in passing lane. And it's going to be 4th down for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, he was just trying to throw a quick pass. Jeff Davis stepped into the lane, tips it, and the ball just flies up into the air. Great defensive stand that time by the Vikings, and now Norcross will be forced into a punting situation.
They're going to come out and punt. Again, number 98 for them, handling the majority of the kicking duties. We send back number 4, Tyson Harris. Here's the snap. Good snap. High, high kick. It is caught by Tyson at the 44-yard line. He's got a little bit of room off to the left side, and he is brought down before he reaches midfield out to the 48-yard line. So that's where the Vikings will take over, first and 10 on their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, the two gunners for Norcross were down there quickly. Tyson just made one little sidestep, probably picked up another 6 or 8 yards that he would not have made otherwise. The Vikings have the ball in good field position, just short of the 50-yard line, about the 48. First down and 10. 8:58 left in the third quarter. Vikings leading 33-7.
This is going to be our second possession of this quarter. And Michael Barrett is your quarterback. Sends Tavon, Kyle, and Tyson Harris to the near side. That's the home side. Xavier Jenkins off a 3-week injury to the far side. Throw it out to Gary. Gary's got some room. He's just crossed the 50 at the 45-40. Marcus Gary making a guy miss. That's the 35-yard line. Going to be put down at the 35-yard line, first and 10 Vikings.
Nice play action that time. Fakes the handoff to Travis Tisdale, pulls it out, hits him in the flat. Marcus Gary, big positive yards.
Vikings hurry to the line of scrimmage with a fresh set of downs. Twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Tisdale's your running back. Almost under 9 minutes now. Michael Barrett takes a snap. Pocket starts to collapse. He steps up a little bit. They're there to make a tackle after a 1 yard gain. Good job, Michael Barrett, seeing the pockets collapsing around him and stepping up for positive yards.
Yeah, good coverage downfield by the Blue Devils. Barrett didn't try to force it, tries to find the hole up the middle. He does get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe 1 yard, second and 9.
We're in the gun. We've been in the gun most of the night tonight. We've got trips to the near side, single receiver to the far side. Vikings are leading 33-7. Ball's on the 34-yard line. Here's a snap. We hand it off to Tisdale. He takes one stutter step in the backfield and gets positive yards across the 30-yard line. They're going to set it down at the Norcross 30-yard line. Going to be a manageable third down for the Vikings.
Yeah, third and about 5, maybe almost 6, the long 5. Vikings are not built this year for field goals, things like that. We need to get this first down here in this second drive of the second half.
We might actually be in two-down territory. I like the early call there, Bill. Twins to the near side, single receiver to the far side. That is Jenkins in man coverage. Tisdale is still your running back. Here's the snap. Michael Barrett fakes the handoff, stutter steps. He's going to have plenty of room to run. The pocket collapses. He's across the 30 at the 25-20. Michael Barrett's going to be running down to the 10, and that's going to be a big first down. Michael Barrett, good job seeing the pocket collapse inside the 10-yard line. Vikings first and goal.
Yeah, first down and goal inside about the 8-yard line is where they're going to mark him. He just saw that it was collapsing around him, takes off over the left side, picks up some big yards even after the hit.
Let's go down to Marty for Equipment Parts Supply sideline update.
Guys, Michael Barrett is special. We know he can throw. We know he's got speed, but he just finished that run with power. Ran over number 29, who got up a little gingerly.
7 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Bad snap. Michael Barrett, all he can do is just fall on it. And we're going to have a loss on the play. We'll get you the exact yardage in just one moment. Ball's back to the 13-yard line. That's so, exactly where they set it down.
Yeah, so second and goal. That's not been a big thing, a big problem for us in the last several games. You wonder maybe just off a little bit on the snap, maybe Michael was not paying as close of attention.
Yeah, that's exactly where they put it down on the 13-yard line. Vikings are going left to right. They're on that far hash mark. Coming close to the 6-minute mark, the Vikings are leading 33-7. Here's the snap. It's a good one. Design quarterback draw. Michael Barrett running off that left side. They do step up and hit him, but it's not before he gets positive yards back to around the original line of scrimmage, brought down at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, it's number 23 for Norcross, Dangerfield, in on the tackle. And Michael Barrett, though, that was a designed run all the way. Looks for the hole over the left side. Puts us back inside the 10 or right at the 10.
We're back into more manageable field goal possession here. Third down, got to score a touchdown or it's going to bring up fourth down. Here's a snap. Looking, plenty of time. We throw it up high. Got Tyson Harris there to make a catch, and he's going to bring it right down in the breadbasket. Good job, Tyson Harris. Touchdown, Vikings.
And that Tyson Harris, the ball had a lot of air underneath. And instead of waiting on the ball to come down to him, he went up into it, snatched it, and brought it into his body and carried it into the end zone. Nice catch by Tyson Harris, because if you wait on that when you give the defense a chance to get in there, as it is, it's a touchdown Vikings, 39-7, awaiting the extra point.
Great field awareness, too, by Tyson to know he's running towards the sideline and have to get those steps in to make sure he gets in. Colton Broom checks in to do your extra point duties. Dagan Anderson, your snapper. Here's the snap. Kick is up, and the kick is going to be good. So the Vikings jump out to a 40-7 lead. We're going to take a two-minute break for the TV timeout. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop the Blue Devil Stadium here in Norcross, Georgia. Vikings are leading 40-7 after a big touchdown pass from Michael Barrett to Tyson Harris. Eric Paulo checks in to do your kickoff duties. It's a high, high kick fielded at the 18-yard line. He's running to the far side. We bring in some tacklers, and he's going to be brought down for a one-yard loss on the play. Well, they give him forward progress, set down at the 19.
Yeah, Jordan Wright was able to make the tackle along with Kadeem Bergman, and they did a great job. Let's go down to Chuck.
All right, Bill, that drive was seven plays, went 52 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 10-yard pass to Tyson Harris for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 40-7 Vikings with 5:46 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for the Page Heating and Air drive recap. Norcross offense comes out on the field. Ball placed down at the 19. Vikings showing a three-man front. Man coverage on the perimeter. Got a receiver to the near side. Bring a man in motion to the near side. Here's a snap. Fake the handoff. Rolling to the far side. And we're chasing him. He's scrambling back dangerously to his end zone. And he throws it. And it is incomplete. Intended for number 11, that is Jacoby Burrell. And the quarterback right there for the Norcross Blue Devils crazily ran back to his goal line.
I mean, that really was a very unusual play. I know he's trying to make something happen. But we had two defenders who stayed home, spying on him, ran him back to the goal line, and then he came back forward, makes a throw to a receiver really not paying attention, ready for it yet.
Result of the play is second down and 10. Line to gain is the 29-yard line. Trips to the far side for the Blue Devils. They're on offense, trailing 40-7. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's the snap. Looking, plenty of time to throw. He's throwing it up high. Got a man beat, and he makes the catch in Viking territory. Good catch there by that young man, number 11, Jacoby Burrell, for the Norcross Blue Devil.
Yeah, it was a great pass right where it needed to be. But defensively, Fred Stewart's right where he should have been. He was in his hip pocket, makes the tackle immediately, but just a really good, well-thrown ball by Radcliffe.
He just had inside position there and was able to come down with the catch. Norcross sends trips to the far side, single receiver near side, one running back in the backfield. Here's a snap. They hand it off to him off the right side. Viking defensive line is going to swallow him up right there. Looks like about a 1, maybe 2 yard gain.
Yeah, Devon Holmes, along with number 36, that of course is
Gentry,
and they make the tackle after only about a 2 yard gain.
Second down and 8 is what they're going to call it. 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 40-7. Radcliffe, your quarterback for the Blue Devils, sends trips to the far side, single receiver to the near side. We have man coverage. Bring a man in motion, send him back out to the flats. Here's a pump fake. Throw it up top. It's going to be thrown up, and we caught it. Did we catch it? Looks like it's going to be caught by the Vikings, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds. Number 28 for the Vikings. Tamir Moore came up and made the catch for the interception, but was pushed out of bounds, so it's going to be third down for the Blue Devils.
You know, in high school, it's 1 foot down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look over here to the video to the left. I don't know. We got a replay, but that was close.
Yeah, it was close. Third down, line to gain is the 32-yard line, and we have an official resetting the play clock. He signals for play now. Line to gain is the 32-yard line of the Vikings. Norcross going right to left now. Radcliffe empties the backfield with trip receivers to the far side. That is the Viking side. Twins receiver to the near side. Here's a snap. Calls for it. Looking, got plenty of time, throwing it up high. He's got his beat across the middle. He's going to make the catch at the 10-yard line, at the 5, and it's going to be a touchdown for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, one of the most successful plays that I've watched Norcross run on tape this week was that middle seam. and what they just sneak somebody out down the middle seam. Now, the ones I saw against other teams, he was wide open with a big wide gap. Now, this one was still wide open in the middle, but Radcliffe had to make a really good throw to make that down the middle.
He split our safeties and made the catch and went in for a 40-yard touchdown pass. Norcross is going to check in to do the extra point. Here's a snap. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up. Let's wait to see. And it is good. So Norcross cuts the lead to 40-14 in the third quarter. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Norcross answers the Vikings score. Vikings should have a touchback here, I would think, unless there's onside duty, onside kick stuff.
Yeah,
their kicker's been put in the end zone pretty consistently tonight.
It's possible. 40-14. Norcross wants to try and manufacture something here. Will they try an onside kick? It appears that we're going to be paying attention. We're bringing out a hands team again. We're not putting anybody deep. Even our deep guys, Tisdale and Tavon Kyle, are up at the 35.
Hey, the worry here, though, they're up. Now they're moving back. Is some kind of pooch that we can't get back to quick enough, and they get ahead of steam to run down there. But our deep man is at the 25-yard line, and they're just going to kick it deep into the end zone and make the Vikings go 80 yards.
And that's not a bad way to go. I mean, if I've got a kicker that I know can put it in the end zone repeatedly, I'm going to make them go 80.
Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for a page hitting and error drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was 5 plays, went 81 yards. Baron Ratcliffe threw a 40-yard touchdown pass to Jared Simpkins for the Norcross touchdown. Cole Hanna kicked the extra point through to make it 40-14 Vikings with 4:38 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck. We're in the CBC Bank press box high atop, and I mean high atop.
Yeah.
We're on top of the press box here.
We had to climb a ladder to get up here.
At Blue Devil Stadium in Norcross, Georgia, Michael Barrett brings the Viking offense back onto the field. They got twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side, and J.D. Lee's in the game at running back. Here's a snap. It is right off, right to Michael Barrett. He runs off the left side, and he's not being tackled easily. And he keeps running. It's going to be a big pickup on the play for Michael Barrett. Still going to be about 2 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, I was going to say, about an 8-yard run. Nobody could really, he runs forward ahead of his shoes, so it means that you can't get in there and get the leverage to bring him down.
4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 40-14. Twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Michael Barrett hard counts. Then looks over to change the play. Plenty of time on the play clock, down to 10 seconds. Norcross showing a four-man front and bringing pressure. They bring it off the left side. Michael Barrett keeps it off the left side. And running at the 35, at the 40, at the 45, 50. Michael Barrett's got some space across the 45, down to the 40, down to the 35. Going to be run out of bounds at the 32-yard line, but we got a penalty flag thrown back just beyond the first down stakes.
Yeah, that flag is going to be in the area of holding, and that will be the call, holding against the Vikings.
Michael Barrett ran it down to the Viking 32-yard line, so that's going to negate a big play there for the Viking offense and going to back us up. They're going to mark it off from the spot of the foul, which was the 34-yard line.
Yeah, Michael was about to run over the umpire as he was coming through the middle there, and that's exactly when I saw that flag pop out.
Ball is placed down at the 24-yard line. It's going to be replay of downs. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 40-14. Twins to the far side. Single receiver to the near side. Michael Barrett sends a guy in motion to the far side. Here's a snap. Michael Barrett avoids the rush, throws
wide
to Jalen
open.
Smith wide open. He makes the catch this time in big Blue Devil territory at the 40, across the 35. He runs to the 30, going to be brought down at the 22-yard line. Big pickup and good catch there by Jalen. We'll get you the yardage on that play in just 1 second.
Yeah, really nice big play by Jalen Smith that time.
53-yard pitch and catch from Michael Barrett to Jalen Smith, wide open.
Yeah, Barrett had to roll out. Bought a little more time, and then that left Jalen Smith wide open in the middle.
Clock down to 3.5 minutes in the third quarter. Here's a snap. Hand off to J.D. Lee off the left side. really the A gap, running off those big tackles, and it's going to be a good pickup on first down for the Vikings.
Again, J.D. Lee, we talk about him all the time. He's a little small size statured, but he runs hard, low to the ground. He gets behind those offensive linemen, and he just picks up positive yards for you.
Second down, line to gain is a 13. Second and 5. Trips to the near side for the Vikings. Single receiver to the far side, and Xavier Jenkins in man coverage. We throw it out to Tyson in the flat. He makes a catch, gets upfield, makes a guy miss. Going to be brought down at the 15-yard line. Going to bring up third down for the Vikings.
I watch it, Tyson on this side. The linebacker, number 20, really started to go down on him and talking a lot of smack. Tyson had to get up. His offensive line pulled him back. Look, we're Bill, in this game.
Bill, the thing Tyson's upset about is earlier when I talked about him coming off and rolling his ankle, he said they actually twisted it on him. And just then it looked like they may have done try to do the same thing.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Third down and 2. Here's a snap. They hand it off to Tyson. And he initial contact is made at the first down stakes, but Tyson spins to get enough for the first down. It's going to be brought down. Tyson's going to be brought down at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, Tyson, as he went through the middle there and got up, let everybody know it was first down.
Line to gain is going to be the 1-yard
line. Oh, and there's a flag. A lot of chipping going on. What do you got, Marty?
Guys, I believe they got number 20 just then. He is coming off the field. Now he even takes his helmet off. And the refs are telling him he has to leave. So they are sending him out the game, guys.
They're going to what appears to eject Monty.
Well, Montgomery. And there's still a lot going on in the huddle there.
Yeah, officials tried to get him to shake hands, and they were shaking hands. And then as the officials were talking about the penalty, a little bit of pushing and shoving happened.
This is one of those moments you got to be careful as the winning team. Because you get caught up in something and you end up missing not only this half but the next game. But guys, they're losing the cool a little bit. They are clearly not happy and real chippy. Number 20's been that way for a while. Now they are making him leave the game.
Coach Maloof out onto the field wanting to get an explanation from the officials. We've backed our offensive unit up a little bit, and it appears that they're going to eject number 20, Monty Montgomery. But let's wait and see.
Yeah, let's get that official call.
Unsportsmanlike conduct called against the Vikings. Wait a minute. He pointed to the Vikings.
He pointed to the Vikings and said he ejected a player, but who did he eject? Marty, let's get a heads up on that. He pointed to the Vikings.
And White Hat walks over to the huddle around Coach Mack and all the coaches. Marty, chime in any time here, brother, if you hear what happened. They did. They called unsportsmanlike conduct against the Vikings and threw the ejection signal. And backed us up. So number 20 for the Blue Devils acted like he was going to be the one ejected, coming off the field with his helmet off. But they back the Vikings up, and the White Hat confers with his other officials here, and they do back us up. We don't know who the ejected individual was.
Wait a minute, now we got a stoppage. Oh, let's see what we have here.
Timeout called by the officials.
Marty, what do we got on the sideline there?
Guys, early indication is number 55 for us. Tucker Barnes has been ejected. Tucker clearly was not happy with the way number 20 was playing and the chippiness there, but they're saying that Tucker Barnes is the one that has to leave.
So that's a big offensive lineman for the Vikings on that left side there.
Again, if you're kicked out one game, you miss the next game. So Coach Mack is livid, clearly not happy with the way number 20 was had one of our guys by the throat, he's saying to the officials.
And not even given a warning at this point by anybody. So that is the call they're making is going to be unsportsmanlike conduct and an ejection of what appears to be number 55, Tucker Barnes, for the Vikings.
And I know Marty will get a little more clarification on that, but that really, I mean, Corinne, we're not in the huddle. We don't see what's on the field. But clearly it appeared that number 20, who also removed his helmet on the field, which should be a penalty in its own right.
So let's get this sorted out. Vikings are going to be backed up with the penalty down to the 27-yard line.
So we're going to have line to gain is going to be the 1 yard line. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 40-14. And Coach Mack wants a timeout. He wants a little bit extra time, I think, to calm his team down.
Well, and I think you're probably right. That's the key right now, is to calm that down and to get the guys, you know, get their heads back in the game, understand, hey, what happened happened, right or wrong, it's over. It happened, let's move forward. It's almost like in a basketball game when things are going, moving fast, and a timeout. Let's calm down, let's reset, and that's a good call.
Yeah, so Vikings take a timeout there. And smart. Like you said, I agree with the timeout call. We got two more left.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes and 4 seconds here in the third quarter. Vikings up really pretty big at 40-14, but nothing is safe against these two teams. I mean, these are two playoff-quality football teams. Obviously, at 11-0, Norcross is a very proud team. They're not going to go quietly. Lowndes has got the momentum, and we got to keep that momentum. And the way you do that is to stay focused, stay in the ball game, and we just move forward from the situation now.
First down and 26 is going to be the result of that penalty for the Vikings.
We could still get a first down without a touchdown. It's about at the 2 yard line, I think, is the goal to get. Yeah.
Actually, they're saying second down and 26 on the field.
Because that was the play counted. It was a dead ball foul. Yes, that is correct.
So second down. Apologize for that. Ball's placed down in the middle of the field on the 27-yard line. And I believe we've sent in Jalen Goss, number 61, to replace Tucker on that left side.
And again, we talked about it at the top of the show, the depth that's come about this year on the offensive line because of injuries.
Michael Barrett sends Twins to the near side, Twins to the far side. Tisdale's in the backfield. He empties the backfield now with Tisdale in motion. Michael Barrett takes the snap, hit in the backfield, but makes a couple guys miss. He's running. He breaks free. He's at the 20, at the 15, at the 10. Michael Barrett gets a big chunk of those yardage on a design quarterback draw. It's hard to bring that man down. Placed down at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, puts him inside the sticks now. And there is a player down for Norcross, two of them, as a matter of fact, as the officials call timeout, the trainers for Norcross make their way onto the field. And I believe they probably just lost their footing as Michael Barrett ran around them as he picks up great positive yards, as I said, gets it inside the sticks now in a very manageable third down.
We emptied the backfield, and it was a quarterback draw the whole way. Michael running off the left side. Initial contact was in the backfield, but he cut it back to the right. Initial contact rarely brings Michael Barrett down, and he was able to pick up really positive yards on the play, 19 to be exact. And the Norcross, he's got two injured players. We'll try to get you their numbers in just a moment.
Marty, can you see those down there?
24.
Here we go. Marty's got it, I think.
Guys, at this moment I cannot see who it is. They've got them crowded up pretty good. Looks like number 25 and number 24.
25 and 24.
Both of those, they collided on Michael there right at the end of the run. And they're down. It looks like they've got them both sitting up now. Hope and pray these kids are okay.
Talk a minute about maybe that timeout as Coach McPherson called his team over there. I know you weren't in that huddle, but what was the mood there?
What, say that again, Bill?
About during that timeout with Coach McPherson getting his team refocused.
Yeah, and again, just now after that play, of course, you had the injury timeout there. They had, not one of our linemen down well after the play and well behind the play. Team got a little upset about it, took offense to it. Coach Mack called his team over and said, guys, stop it. We've got to calm down and get control of ourselves. We're better than this, and guys, we're winning. So that was his reminder there to the team just now during that injury timeout as well.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Third down, line to gain is the 1 yard line. Third and seven is what they're calling it. 1 minute and 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 40-14. Vikings have Twins to the near side, Twins to the far side. Bring a man in motion to the home side. Here's a snap. Michael Barrett looking. Throwing up, intended for Travis Tisdale on the far side in a little wheel route, and it's overthrown. So going to bring up fourth down for the Vikings. And
yeah. Nice play that time. Michael Barrett threw the ball before Tisdale went into the break, which is what you're supposed to do, but he just overthrew him. There was no way he was going to get the ball. It was out of bounds.
Going to bring up a field goal attempt. Colton Broom is checking in
He places the tee down on the 15-yard line, so we're going to have a 25-yard attempt for Colton Broom.
And
they're on the far hash mark, so he's got to push this one a little bit to get it to go through the upright. Here's a snap. Hold is good. Kick is up. It's got the distance, and it is good. And the Vikings jump out to a 43-14 lead with 1 minute and 21 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've not done a lot this year is field goals. And that's a nice job by Colton Broom, 25 yards on the kick, makes it good, and the Vikings go up, as you say, 43-14 with 1 minute 21 left in this third quarter. And the Vikings now, defense will have to go back out on the field, get ready to play against this Norcross team again. And now Norcross, after all the different things that went on in that last series, how are they going to respond offensively, and how will the defense respond for the Vikings as we continue and go into the fourth quarter here in the next minute and 20 seconds?
We traded touchdowns in the third quarter, and the Vikings got a field goal there. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was 8 plays, went 72 yards. Colton Broom kicked a 25-yard field goal, make it 43-14 Vikings with 1:21 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck. Colton Broom checks in to do the kickoff duties. Norcross has 3 guys back deep, and we've pooched it pretty much all night tonight. And that's exactly what we do here, pooch it to the 30-yard line. No fair catch called. Catches it and makes a guy miss, makes another guy miss. He's at the 40, at the 45, at the...
He didn't step out of bounds, I guess.
46-yard line. No, he was over close to the sideline, making a couple guys miss really near that near side of the field, but he's going to be tackled at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, I was watching here. I mean, it's hard to tell. The Blue Devil team right there on the sideline, couldn't tell, but it looked like he was very close to the sideline. But they've got great starting field position again.
Radcliffe, quarterback for the Blue Devils, brings them to the line of scrimmage. Ball placed down on the 47-yard line. We've got a 3-man front. They've got trips to the far side. Twins receiver to the near side. Empty backfield. We bring up a guy down. We're showing a 4-man front now. Here's the snap. It's a little bit low. Radcliffe backs deep, throws, and it's high, intended for number 4, Sinclair, out of his reach, tipped up really close to maybe an interception, but it's going to go incomplete.
Yeah, Elgin Griffin, number 90, is really working hard tonight. On that defensive line, he is probably getting back there as close as anybody. But the offensive line on that left side doing a good job. Very close to holds, but Elgin Griffin continues to work and fight and get himself back there and try and disrupt that in the backfield.
Clock stops at 1 minute and 4 seconds. Vikings are leading 43-14 here in the third quarter. Norcross has the ball at their own 47-yard line. They're going right to left. Another empty backfield. Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. We've got a 3-man front. They send a man in motion on jet sweep. They give it to him. We set the edge, push him back inside. And good job right there by Jeff Davis, the injured linebacker last week, coming up making the tackle.
Knocks him down at the 50, so about a yard, 3-4 yard gain. But it bring up third down now, and the clock running, 48 seconds here in the third quarter.
Put it down right on the 50-yard line. 3rd and 7 is what they're calling it. Line to gain is going to be the 43-yard line of the Vikings. Under 30 seconds now to go in the ball game. Trips to the near side, twins to the far side. Radcliffe has an empty backfield. We're showing blitz off the edge. We bring it. He's got time to throw. His pocket breaks down. Devon Holmes is grabbing him, and he's going to be throwing a pass, but it's going to be beyond the line of scrimmage. He was rolling out to the far side. Devon Holmes had him by his towel, it looked like, and he didn't know where the line of scrimmage was. He threw the ball beyond the line of scrimmage, so we're going to have a penalty.
Yeah, great job as he's trying to pull him down, and I'm watching here, and he does. He is a step easily over the line of scrimmage, but there's a flag. But do you hear some boos? Let's see what the actual call is going to be. Yep, illegal forward pass. That's a loss of down against the Blue Devils.
So it marks the ball back to the Blue Devil 46-yard line. It is going to be a loss of down.
That should make fourth. Am I right?
Yeah, fourth down.
Fourth down, and they are not showing a punt at this situation.
They're going to go for it here. Down 43-14, 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Twins to the near side, twins to the far side. He's got a running back just to his right, the Blue Devils do. Vikings are in a 4-man front. Play clock inside 10. Here's a snap. looking. Intended for number 18, and it's caught. He's going to be off to the races at the 30. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Norcross Blue Devils with a post pattern, and he beat the coverage. So on fourth down and 11, Norcross scores a touchdown. They cut the lead, awaiting the extra point, 43 to 20.
Wow. When they do strike, they strike quickly.
Yeah, they've scored twice here in the third quarter. Both of them have been touchdowns. Awaiting the extra point, number 98, Camarada, checks in. Here's a snap. Hold is good. Kick is up. And it's good. With 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, Vikings are still leading 43 to 21.
Yeah, with that 10 seconds left now, you know, you almost say that's a gimme play at the end of a quarter where maybe the play would have run out, the clock would have run out. Maybe we weren't as prepared as we needed to be on a fourth and long situation. And from our vantage point, it looked like he was trying to throw across the middle, and I missed the receiver coming out here on the other side, but it went right to him. Great play.
They were running post in both directions. Yep. We thought he was maybe intended for the guy running the shorter post, but he hit the guy running the long post, and he really just split the safeties with it and gets upfield for a big touchdown. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That drive was, hold on, we had a little difficulty. Anyway, Baron Radcliffe threw a 54-yard pass to Robert Sims for a Norcross touchdown. Cole Hanna kicked the extra point, 10.7 seconds left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. Vikings do bring their hands team back out, anticipating what might be an onside kick. They drilled it in the end zone multiple times, and they do pooch it over to the near side, hits at the 30. Tavon Kyle picks it up at the 25. He's running to the far side. He's got a little bit of space. He's at the 30, 35, 40, and he's run out of bounds at the 41-yard line, I believe, on the far side of the field. The Vikings are going to take over first and 10 after the pooch kick and run to the far side by Tavon Kyle.
Yeah, nice wall on that side. Tavon Kyle able to outrun them with speed to get around to the far side of the field. They were just trying to find the soft spot and get open in there, and hopefully that Lowndes would not have covered it the way they did. But as it is, 1.6 seconds left here in the third quarter, and the Vikings leading 43-21, but Norcross has come on here in the third quarter.
Barrett brings the offense out on the field, twins to the near side, single receiver to the far side. Here's the snap. They hand it off to Tisdale off that left side. He's got some lead blockers, and the young man's waiting, showing patience by letting his blocker get in front of him. Going to be placed down at the 50. It's going to be 1 yard short. So we go to the fourth quarter. Vikings are leading 43-21. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box High Top Blue Devil Stadium. Vikings are taking a third quarter lead into the fourth quarter, 43-21. Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence.
And you are?
Myself, Taylor Biddle. We are missing Wes James tonight, but we know he's listening, praying for a third-round berth in this playoffs. And
we're 12 minutes away from that, and that's a lot of football left to play.
If we can play solid 12 minutes here and get the time run off this clock, we might have an opportunity to play some third-round football.
It'll be Viking ball at the 50-yard line, leading 43-21. As we said, 7 points in the second quarter by Norcross, 14 points in the third quarter, and their touchdowns have been long touchdown passes. And really good passes by the quarterback, open receivers, situation that, they're not able to really move it down the field, but big pass plays.
Yeah, two touchdowns have gone to Jared Simpkins, one of their big receivers. One touchdown has gone to Sims. And the Vikings are trotting back out onto the field. We've got a second down and one to go. Ball in the 50. Michael
here.
Barrett brings the offense out on the field. Xavier Jenkins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Jenkins is in man coverage, has man coverage. They back out of man coverage now. Here's a snap. Handed off to Travis Tisdale on the left side. He makes the guy miss. He's got room. He splits the defender across the 45. Going to be run out of bounds at the 40.
It's enough for a 40, first down. Yeah.
40-yard line is what they're going to call it. It is enough for a Viking first down.
And a nice job just picking his way around the left side. Run out of bounds by number 23 for the Blue Devils. And the clock continues to run.
Travis Tisdale shows patience running the ball. That's where the maturity has come in with him as the season has progressed. Twins to the far side. Twins to the near side. Here's the snap, and we've got a stoppage of play, and it's going to be offsides against Norcross.
They had to have lined up in that neutral zone, and that is the initial call from the far side. We'll see from the white hat official. Offsides against the defense. Pick up 5 yards, brings up first down and five. Now for the Blue Devils, down at the 35.
5-3-1s there. Gives us a manageable first down. Ball's placed at the 35-yard line. 11:27 to go in this ball game. Second round ball game. Vikings are leading 43-21. Michael Barrett surveys the defense. Here's a snap. Handed off to Travis Tisdale. Hits the hole and bounces out to the right. And it's going to be enough for the first down. Ball's placed down at the 30-yard line. Good pickup there by Travis Tisdale.
Another 6-yard run. Just what you need. Move the clock. Move the chains. And control this fourth quarter. And that's going to be the key for us here.
We have an injured Norcross Blue Devil on the field. Appears to be number 23.
Yeah, 23.
Dangerfield.
Dangerfield has been very active for them.
No relation to Rodney Dangerfield. That is Terrion Dangerfield.
Yep. Probably still gets no respect, though.
Yeah.
Guys, one thing we've talked about with Travis Tisdale this year is obviously his speed, but we've talked about how he's got to get stronger and run behind his pads a little more. The injured player from Norcross there, which, of course, obviously we hope he's okay, they're holding his arm. He was reaching for the ball, and Travis just ran through the arm tackle, and I think it pulled his arm, and that's what caused it. So showed a lot of strength there on that run to fight and get the first down. But, again, number 23 is hurt. We hope he's all right.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. That young man does come off on his own, but he is holding that hand. Might have caught a stinger in there or pulled it a little bit in an awkward way. Vikings come out on offense after the injury timeout. First and 10. Ball is placed down on the Norcross 30. 11:09 to go in the ball game. Vikings are leading 43-21. We got twins to the far side. Single receiver to the near side. Here's a snap. J.D. Lee gets the handoff off the right side. Stutter steps, bounces outside, and he gets tackled. What appears to be at the original line of scrimmage, forward progress is going to be stopped right there at the stick.
Yeah, one of the things about J.D. Lee, when he gets forward momentum and moving, he'll pick up positive yards. But if he has to take a back step and then go back in, gives that defense a chance to block him out, and that's when he's not as successful.
5'6", 170-pound junior. We've seen him get plenty of running action this season for the Vikings. Barrett surveys that four-man front for Norcross. Twins to the far side. Sting receiver near side. Here's the fake, the handoff. Throw it out to Marcus Brownrigg. Here comes a flag on the play. Brownrigg makes the catch, and he gets it out to the 26-yard line, but let's wait to see what the penalty is.
From the looks, it looks like it might be a holding right there about the 30 from the offensive line that ran out there. Let's see what we got. That is the call, holding against the Vikings.
So holding is the call. It's going to be marked off from the 30-yard line, which was the previous spot, and they're going to back it up all the way to the 40-yard line. Replay the down. So it's going to be second down and 20 for the Vikings. They place it at the 40 on the near hash. 10:15 to go. Clock does run after the penalty. Trips to the far side of the field. That's the visitor side. We're on the home side where there's a single receiver. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff to J.D. Lee. Michael Barrett's hit in the backfield. Going to be stopped right there by number 97, who gets up really excited about that play. Nazir Sy.
One of those big defensive linemen we talked about at the top of the show. He's been quiet. But this time, in that middle that time, he's able to make a big tackle for a loss. And that'll bring up third down and long for the Vikings here.
Clock continues to run. 9 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this ball game. Vikings are leading 43-21. Ball's on the 41-yard line. We got to get it to the 20 for a first down. Here's the snap. Protection's good. Michael Barrett steps up, throwing for all the marbles. Tyson Harris is there. He's going to make the catch. Oh, my goodness. Tyson Harris, diving catch. Down to the one-yard line. Tyson Harris, huge reception for the Vikings.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Tyson, you know, really, I know he wants that other yard, but I'll take the catch.
Yeah, clock's going to continue to run 40 yards on the pitch and catch there. Michael Barrett, great protection by that offensive line, stepping up, having field awareness. Tyson Harris beating your defender. Good job by that young man hauling it in for a first and goal situation.
Yeah, I have to say, Tyson Harris sometimes, as we said, maybe not the breakaway, all those different things, but the sure-handedness of his catching ability has been great.
So we bring in that T formation when we get this close, and we're going to run a snap.
Michael Barrett.
Quarterback keeper. And no,
they
no,
threw a beanbag. Hold on.
No indication yet. And nobody has said touchdown yet. Beanbag came out.
The band's playing like it's a touchdown, and I think it is.
All right. It is a touchdown. They bring it back to the field goal attempt, and it is a touchdown. Sorry for that call there. We saw a beanbag come out and no hands in the air.
Yeah, no, either one of the side judges at the goal line ever threw a touchdown signal.
So we'll take that score. Vikings go up 49-21 with 9 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Colton Broom checks in for the extra point. We run a late comer to the party here on the extra point. Here's a snap. Hold is good. Kick is up. And it is good. So Vikings score 50-21, 9 minutes and 14 seconds. Let's take a 2-minute break. You're listening to Lounge Tile Radio Network on 99.5. Kicks Country. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Blue Devil Stadium. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for a drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was 7 plays, went 59 yards. Michael Barrett ran 1 yard for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through, make it 50-21. Vikings with 9:14 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence. Paulo set to do the kickoff duties. We've alternated them tonight. Puts the ball down at the 40-yard line. Norcross has 3 receivers deep. We pooch it high over to the near side. It is not fair caught, but he catches it at the 20. Runs back to the near side, nowhere to go. Stops, tries to cut back, and we're going to bring him down for what appears to be no gain on the play, but a lot of running.
Yeah, that was a great coverage that time by the Vikings. Able to get down there that time in coverage was number 46. That's Jamari Hill on the tackle.
So they are going to give him what looks like 1 yard, maybe 2 on the return. Blue Devils are going to take over 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line, trailing 50-21 here with 9 minutes and 6 seconds to go in this game. Radcliffe is your quarterback for the Blue Devils. He's gone the distance tonight. He's got an empty backfield now. Works with trips to the near side, twins receivers to the far side. We're in a 3-man front with appears to be a pretty preventative defense. Linebackers are 10 yards off the ball. Here's a snap. Only rushing 3, throw it out in the flats, and he throws it down at his ankles, an incomplete pass.
Yeah, one of the things I won't say preventative, but you're right. We're trying to play off a little bit. We moved out our normal 3 down linemen, brought in Devon Holmes, some of those guys down low, and don't have the normal front 3 because we need some coverage in the backfield. But when they've been successful tonight, it's been in the past.
We walked Tommy Owens down to be one of those defensive linemen to have some speed on the edge. Norcross has twins to the far side, twins to the near side, 9:02 to go in this ball game. Here's the snap. It's a low snap.
Ball's on the ground.
And Radcliffe, all he can do is fall on it. The snap was at his ankles, and all he did was fall on it.
Maybe 3-4 really poor snaps by Norcross, 2 of them that Radcliffe has had to go to the ground to cover. 2 or 3 others have been right there on the ground. He's got to pull up from the turf, and he's not able to look down the field and find his open receivers.
They place it down on the 13-yard line, and it's going to be 3rd and 18 to go. They got to get it to the 21, maybe 20, 21-and-a-half-yard line for the first down. Trips to the far side, twins to the near side. Radcliffe's working with an empty backfield. Here's the snap.
Again, on the ground.
He bobbles it again. It's at the 5. He makes the guy miss, so it's going to be back-to-back bobble snaps, and it's going to be inside the 5-yard line is where they'll take over, punting out of their own end zone, I assume.
Yeah, Gentry, number 36, there to cover it up on the tackle. That's 4th down. You've got a punt here deep in your own territory inside the 5.
there's a little bit of give-up look on the Norcross offense as they come off the field. And, yes, Coach Maloof brings on the kicking unit. The punter is going to check in with his heels very close to the back of the end zone. The quick snap.
And they were not set, and there's going to be a penalty against Norcross for an illegal procedure.
Back them up half the distance to the goal line. The punter's got a little bit less room to work with.
Well, what they do is they run from the sideline, and they just run the gunners out, and then all of a sudden they run the rest of them out and then snap quickly. There was no set time, and you have to that little half second to set and get ready, and they did not do that.
We got a flag back here around the receiver as well. I don't know what that is for.
I don't know if somebody left the flag there or what. We'll see.
The officials confer. Ball is placed down. It has not been placed yet. Let's see what the white hat calls. Got a
illegal procedure
against Norcross.
Dead ball foul.
Dead ball foul against the Vikings. And it is going to be offsetting penalties, so they're going to replay from the 4-yard line.
That's a phantom call. I didn't see that down here.
Here's a snap. Snap's good. Kick is up. Tyson is going to fair catch it. And he's going to fair catch it at the 44-yard line. That's where the Vikings are going to take over.
Guys, I got a little crowded there and couldn't hear y'all. I don't know if y'all caught that there, but we had 12 men on the field.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update.
Yeah, we weren't able to see that from our vantage point. The back judge threw that, and he could see it perfectly. So back judge is usually either going to be delay a game or too many men on the field, something like that in a punt situation.
Yeah, we tried to sneak a guy off there after the penalty. They certainly caught it, saw it, and that was the reason for the offsetting.
All right, so 7 minutes and 36 seconds to go in this ball game. Vikings have the ball first and 10 on the Norcross 44-yard line. Got our starting offense in the game still. Twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. J.D. Lee's going to be your running back. Norcross in a 4-man front. Praying press coverage on the edges. Michael Barrett takes a snap, hands it off to Lee off the right side. He sticks his leg in the ground. He's got a little bit of room in the middle. He's at the 35, at the 30. Shoestring tackle there, or the turf monster caught him, but it's going to be enough for a first down. Ball's on the 30.
Yeah, I think the turf monster, I mean, he tried to pick and slide over, and when he did, it just kind of tripped him up a little bit. He had a big wide open hole that time.
Ran it off that right side there, stuck his right leg in the ground, moved back towards the middle of the field, and there was nobody there. He picked up enough for a first down, 14 yards on the carry. Clock continues to run. Inside of 7 minutes and 15 seconds, Vikings are leading 50-21. Michael Barrett takes a snap, hands it off to Lee again. He's trying to get to the edge, and the Blue Devil defense is going to swallow him up before he can get the edge. It's going to be a loss on the play, but there's a flag in, and it appears to be in the area of holding.
Yeah, and a very unusual place the way it was. I mean, I didn't see the hold, but that is going to be the call against the Vikings hold.
Flag is going to be thrown at the 34-yard line, so they're going to take the penalty there from the 34 as opposed to taking the loss on the play. We get to replay the down.
Yeah, so it's still first down, but a long way to go on that first down.
First and 24 is what they're calling it. Ball back to the 44-yard line of the Vikings. Cracked the 7-minute mark in this ball game. Vikings are taking every minute of the play clock.
As they should.
Look over to the sideline for the play. Play clock inside of 15. Trips to the far side. Single receiver to the near side. That's Miko Washington. J.D. Lee still your running back. Barrett takes a snap. Hands it off to Lee off the right side. He's got a little bit of room. Initial hit is made there in the second level, and he spins and falls forward for about a 5-yard gain. Ball's inside the 40-yard line. Second down.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about a small statured player like J.D. Lee running with power, but that's exactly that kind of run. He just turns his body in, pushes, keeps the legs driving, and drives it down for a good gain. And now it's second down at about 19.
Play clock at 15. Game clock at 6 minutes and 6 seconds. Vikings are leading 50-21, trying to get to that third round of the state playoffs. Here's a snap. We bobble it. Michael Barrett, all he can do is fall on it, and it's going to be a loss of the play. Barrett does recover the fumble. We tried to get fast on the handoff, and the exchange went nowhere except backwards.
Well, and we haven't had those kind of miscues lately. And it's not cold out here. I mean, you and I were talking earlier. We put a jacket on. It's a little much for short sleeves. But I wondered a little bit of Christmas in the air and that kind of thing. Is it creating some issues?
Play clock down to 18. Game clock at 5:26 to go in the ball game. Vikings are leading 50-21. Twins to the far side. Sting receiver near side. We send Tyson Harris to the far side in motion. We fake the handoff. Barrett steps up in the pocket. Got plenty of time to run. He decides to set his feet and throw it up top to a wide open Tyson Harris. Penalty flag comes in. Tyson makes the catch. Going to make a guy miss and walk into the end zone.
He does walk, but let's see what the flag is.
Flag came from the back judge, thrown.
Guys, they're going to get Tyson for illegal touching because he went out of bounds, but now they're going to talk. He was pushed. He was rode out of bounds by the corner, but now they're getting together and talking about it. Tyson was the first one to touch it after going out of bounds, but they're calling for the fact that he was pushed out of bounds. That should be a touchdown.
Well, let's see what the actual call will be. Great job by the officials there to talk about it.
Is there a hat on the ground? You might see a hat on the
ground.
Yeah,
there is. The side judge doesn't have a hat on.
Okay. So now they're conferring on the far side.
Right there where Larry is. I see him.
The play was a touchdown. Our fans right by the officials are raising their hands in the air as a touchdown.
Let's see what the call actually is going to be.
White hat comes over. We're getting excited like it's a touchdown. Waving off the flag, so that's a touchdown Vikings.
What a great job by Tyson Harris to make an adjustment. Sidestep the defender, walk into the end zone, and the Vikings put six more on the board.
So 45 yards on the touchdown reception by Tyson Harris, and that might be one of the last nails in the coffin here for this Norcross team. Vikings go up 56-21 with Vikings go up 56-21 with 5 minutes and 6 seconds to go in this game. Coach Maloof wants an explanation from the white hat to what happened.
And that was holding things up here just a moment. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, as we'll talk about this win, and hopefully in 5 minutes we'll be able to talk about the next game. But either way, whatever happens here tonight, we'll have that show on Tuesday night live from the Mill. It'll be right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. You come out and watch it live. That's the best part. Be out there with those kids.
Yeah, a lot of players show up as well. I know it's going to be Thanksgiving week, but get out there, big crowd. Hopefully we can talk about a third-round matchup against what appeared to be Westlake. We don't know
that's
if
what
that's
I heard
been,
last.
That's been official. They did win that ball game, so we're traveling to Atlanta once again. Colton Broom checks in for the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up, and it is good. Vikings score 57-21 with 5:06 to go in this fourth quarter. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium, Blue Devil Stadium here in Norcross, Georgia. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for a drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was four plays, went 44 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 45-yard touchdown to Tyson Harris. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 57-21 Vikings with 5:06 left in the fourth quarter.
All right, we were going to kind of look at some of the stats. It seems huge in numbers, but, you know, sometimes we've got to make sure that we should have negated a play that we didn't negate. So, but nonetheless, like 700 maybe plus yards of offense tonight. We'll double-check that before we post it up later on this weekend. But either way, 57 points against a team that only gives up 10.8 points per game.
So we asked in pregame what was going to bend. Was it going to be the defensive greats of Norcross, or was it going to be the offensive greats so far of the Vikings? And with seconds to go left in this ball game, the Vikings have done what they wanted to offensively. We still got time on this clock, so we don't want to get too excited.
No, not at all.
But you know, we got to seal the deal here. Eric Pollard checks in to kick off, sets the ball down to 40, approaches it, high kick to the near side. And it is caught at the 21-yard line. He's got a guy missed. He's at the 40, at the 45, 40, at the 50. Going to be tackled by the Vikings after a big gain there. Did he step out of bounds? We'll see where the line judge marks him, and he does step out of bounds. We'll get you the exact yardage in just 1 second. We do have a penalty flag on the far side of the field. Let's see what that is. White hat comes over. Lively band here from Norcross, Georgia, still right in front of us, playing to the end.
Blocked in the back, it looks like, against Norcross.
Block in the back is called against the Blue Devils, so it's going to back them up from that reception back down to their own 17-yard line. 4 minutes and 57 seconds to go in this ball game. Vikings are leading 57-21.
All right, Norcross, first down and 10.
Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Takes a snap, throws it out into the flats. Running back makes the guy miss. He's at the 25-30. And it's going to be enough for the first down. Good positive pickup there by the Norcross Blue Devils out to the 30-yard line, and that's a first down.
Yeah, just trying to find something underneath. Timier Moore in there makes the tackle.
Set it down on the 30-yard line. Norcross has got Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Here's the snap. Plenty of time. Radcliffe looking, throws out into the flats. And it is intended for number 11. That's been their go-to target tonight, Burrell, just out of his reach. And that's going to bring up second down for the Blue Devils.
That will stop the clock on the incomplete pass. 4:23 left here in the ballgame.
Vikings are leading 57-21. I want to remind everybody about the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live at the Mill. I want to also remind you about the
Charles Cooper Invitational Monday and Tuesday. We'll have it live for you, streamed live on thevikingvoice.com.
Radcliffe takes a snap. Plenty of time to throw. Throws a bullet across the middle. Thrown intended for receiver. Incomplete. Thrown a little low, but he did throw a bullet there. That young man's got good arm strength.
Yeah, and Jordan Wright in there in coverage. Again, you know, when quarterbacks make great passes, you can't fault that, because we've got defenders now that are in their hip pocket doing what they're supposed to in coverage. And that was another example, just the ball thrown a little too low.
Clock stops in the incomplete pass at 4 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the ball game.
Then we're pretty close.
Trips to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Radcliffe has one running back. He adjusts him over to his left. Play clock down to 4. Three, here's a snap. They're running in reverse. They hand it off. It's going to be positive yards picked up by Norcross, but we did a good job containing the reverse. It's going to be about 5 yards pickup on the reverse, and it's going to bring it fourth down for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, another great job. This time one of the Terrell Belcher on the coverage. Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you. Something a little different than normal, but due to the outcome of several late plays and early some flags and some chippiness, we have sent our starters to the locker room a little early here, guys. We don't want any problems, don't want anybody getting in any extracurricular, so we have sent them to the locker room.
Man, I see them right now, Marty, walking to the locker room. Punt made by the Norcross Blue Devils on fourth down. It's a high punt, going to roll down to the 15-yard line. We didn't even go back to receive it, so we're going to have some youngsters getting some action on varsity in the second round of the GHSA state playoffs. It's kind of weird to see our players walking off the field, but I like the call with Coach Mack, though.
It is. It's unprecedented. I mean, I don't remember this happening, but with this kind of lead and the chippiness that's taking place, I mean, right there, the last touchdown, again, number 20 was in there shoving around, even had a few choice words for me. He was running his mouth even on our sidelines at one point. So our coach don't want anything to do with that. He wants to get his team get out of here, get this clock ran off, and get to the locker room and get ready for next week.
Well, you don't want anything to happen to his handshakes, too. So, you know, it's a smart move. We check in number 11, Caleb Burns, at our quarterback. He sends Miko Washington to the near side, Twins to the far side. Play clock down to 1, and we're going to get a delay of game penalty because we were too slow getting onto the field.
And, Marty, I would say, too, as soon as the ball game is over, any quick words from Coach McPherson would be great. If you think that we need to go ahead and wrap up as well, just let us know.
Penalty backs the ball up to the 10-yard line. First down and 15 for the Vikings. Burns sends Twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Here's a snap. We hand it off to Scat. Scat's running up the right side, not coming down at first contact. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage out to the 15.
And again, another small little scat back, and we call him Scat. Not his real name, but that's all he goes by.
That's what he wants to be called, kind of like Boogie in previous years.
Yep.
Second down and 10 for the Vikings. Clock down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds in this ball game. Vikings are leading 57-21. We have reported 700 yards plus of offense, and so has GPB TV.
Yeah, so we were a little concerned that maybe we didn't have that right. I mean, that seems like a lot, but we'll.
Vikings have twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side, letting the play clock run down ever so gingerly. Here's a snap, handed off to Scat Moore off the right side, going to be initial hit in the backfield, and he's not going to be able to get past the line of scrimmage, and a little bit of more chippiness going on, and a flag comes in by the line judge.
And Marty, if you're on that side, I mean, that just didn't seem like any extracurricular. That was waiting on the whistle, and that looks like an official little flag happy.
Yeah, guys, they got number 26 for Norcross on that one. He's coming out the game. They got him over here on our sidelines a little late. And so now he is leaving.
I don't think it's going to be an ejection, but we'll wait and see. Penalty flag was thrown. Let's get the white hat. Dead ball. Personal foul against Norcross. He is ejected, so multiple ejections. Number 26 for the Blue Devils. That's not going to matter for him unless he is a junior. He will have to sit out the first game of next year. 26 is a senior for them, so his season and his career at Norcross is officially over. Vikings have had one player ejected. Norcross has had one player ejected. Henley moves the ball out to the 27-yard line. It is going to be a first down. Clock stopped at 3 minutes and 1 second. It is being...
We can wait another 23 seconds. He wound the clock like it should have gone.
The white hat calls for the clock to be run. He's continuing to call for the clock to be run. They're not running the clock. Play clock has already started and run down to 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Burns takes a snap, hands it off to number two. That is Bell, and his initial contact is made in the backfield. And I don't think he's going to gain much. He's going to actually lose big yardage on the play. Ball back to the 16-yard line. Second down for the Vikings. Clock continues to run.
57-21. And as you say, the play clock not started yet. But the game clock does continue to run. So Burns will look to the sideline. He's got the play clock, a much smaller one down at this end. But he can see that, and they'll probably run off. It'll be inside a minute 40 when he takes this snap here. Second down.
We check Tedder into the ball game.
Oh, sorry, Tedders. Thank you.
Twins to the far side. Single receiver to the home side. Inside of 2 minutes now. Vikings trying to bleed the play clock as much as possible. Here's a snap. Handed off to Bell again off the far side. Trying to get some blocks. They are helping push the pile forward. Bell picks up a good bit of yards there after initial contact in the backfield. Going to pick up probably four after the initial contact. It's going to bring up third down for the Vikings. Have to snap the ball. We'll probably be right at the one-minute mark. Vikings are going to go to 10-2 on the season, and more importantly, they move on to the third round of the playoffs. Anytime you're playing football around Thanksgiving, guys, it's a good year. We want more. It's going to be Westlake is what we are hearing. Tedder bleeding that play clock. It's going to be right at the one-minute mark, maybe a little under when he takes the snap. Twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Game clock down to 108. Play clock down to 7. Here's a snap. Hand it off to Moore off the right side. Be trying to be patient, waiting for his blockers. And they're going to be stopped for about a 2-yard gain. So it's going to be a punting situation for the Vikings inside of 1 minute. Ball is placed down, and I don't even know.
They have not started the play clock, but most likely we should have to run this play. 39 seconds, 38. He's taking his time. Now he sets it in motion with 34 seconds left, so there will be a fourth down play.
And I would imagine with two timeouts, we'll probably get it down to one and then just burn a timeout. And that'll be your ball game. But 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, about a 10-second differential in the two. Coach Mack is going to call a timeout with one second on the clock. So we're going to be forced to punt with 10 seconds to go in the ball game. Vikings are going to be victorious 57-21. And at the beginning of this ball game, it was a defensive battle. No points were scored in the first quarter, Bill.
Yeah, it really was. And we talked about that at halftime. Was it a little bit of apprehension by Lowndes maybe to get settled in? We've talked about that throughout this year, about being able to come out from the locker room, ready and fired up and ready to play. Now, against Hillgrove last week, yeah, I think we were. This week, defensively, I think there's a little bit of apprehension, but the fact they missed two field goals, two 34-yard field goals early, I think set the tone. And for our defense, they thought, we can do this. We can get in there, and we can win this game. And then long runs by Michael Barrett as well as Travis Tisdale, and offensively did a great job.
So with 10 seconds left to go in this ball game, Vikings are going to punt from their own 22-yard line.
And you got number 92 kicking.
That is Walker Schwab. Here's the snap. It's a good snap. Here's the punt. Good punt by that young man. Going to force the receiver back. He takes it at the 40. He's across the 40, at the 45, at the 50. He's got a wall set up. Gets into Viking territory. Going to be run out of bounds at the 39-yard line. And there's no time on the play, on the game clock, so that's the ball game. Vikings do win 57-21 in the second round of the state playoff. We'll get an interview with Coach right after this. Vikings move on to the third round of the playoffs here.
And we'll get Marty as soon as you've got a moment, and you can get Coach McPherson. We'll go ahead and do that.
So, good game here by the Vikings. We asked for four quarters. Not often we've played four full quarters, but we did it tonight, I believe. Offensively, come alive in the second quarter, scoring 33-10 in the third and 14 in the fourth. But the more impressive stat, I believe, is 725 yards in total offense. Michael Barrett had 148 of those rushing yards, and I think he accounted for 367 through the air tonight. We'll get you the final stats here after this ball game. Excuse me, after the interview with Coach Mack.
Yeah, and sometime early tomorrow morning, because it's a long trip home, we will get the stats up on thevikingvoice.com. Have all the information as we get it this weekend about the next upcoming opponent, which we understand will be Westlake. We'll get some time, dates, all that information, and you can always go to thevikingvoice.com and be able to pick that information up. Remind you again about the Charles Cooper Invitational Basketball Tournament beginning Monday and Tuesday. Steve Sains, Joe Stubbs will have that for you right here on thevikingvoice.com. And so if you want to listen to some basketball, or if you better yet, get out there and enjoy some time out there at Charles Cooper Gymnasium. But if you can't make it out there, be sure and tune in right here online stream at thevikingvoice.com. Marty, what do you got down there, brother?
Holding tidy. Coach Mack was doing a TV interview for GPB, and the underclassmen are walking over to the band to get the alma mater played. We'll get Marty with Coach Mack after that is done. Vikings are victorious 57-21 against a very good opponent in Norcross.
Yeah, somebody who's only given up, no one scored that many points against them. 57 points tonight by the Vikings. And we did it in long drives, long runs, long passes. It was a good mix of offense that the Vikings were able to put on the field tonight. Yes, a great 80-yard run by Michael Barrett. A big long run by Travis Tisdale. But then methodically moving the ball down the field. Great pass plays by Xavier Jenkins and by Tyson Harris. What a great night by so many of the Vikings offensively. And then that offensive line. How it's grown and how it's progressed this year has just been incredible. And they did a great job tonight, giving Michael Barrett plenty of time, opening holes for the running backs, and getting ready, really, for the next game against another very good opponent, a number one seed, the Westlake team. And we'll have all that information a little bit later on over the weekend about that upcoming game. That'll be most likely the Friday right after Thanksgiving. However, once we get in this time period, it might be a Saturday.
Trying to find Marty and Coach Mack.
And
do not see him at the moment.
We are, and again, we apologize. We had some in-ear monitor problems, so sometimes him hearing us is a little difficult. But
Coach, great game, 57-21. I know you're proud of your Vikings. You had 700 yards of offense tonight against the number one scorer in defense in the state. Coming into tonight, what do you think about that?
Man, I'm so proud of our team, the way they played. They got after it, offense, defense. What a night. Big win for Lowndes.
Absolutely. Of course, Coach Michael Barrett passes the all-time single-season passing record tonight and had 100-something yards rushing, almost 150 rushing. This kid's gotten so much better throughout the course of the season. Talk to us about his play.
He's a winner. You know, he wants to get better. He wants to, he wants to please. He's coachable, and he's a heck of an athlete. So, great player. You know, Harris had another big game. Jenkins come back with some plays, you know. Offensive line, you know, fantastic job. But, you can talk about the offense had a great night, but really pleased with the defense. You know, after last week giving up them plays, they come out to play tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, three touchdowns, two of them on big plays there. Well, actually, all three really on big plays. But the defense really played well and made some stops early on to get our offense going.
Yes, sir, they did. Great game plan. Coaches did a good job. Big night for Lowndes.
Absolutely, Coach. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. We're not going to have a player interview tonight, and we're going to try to wrap this thing up because we've got a long ride home.
We do have a long way to go.
It's better on a win, though.
Yeah, it really is. Chuck, what do you got as far as some of the game times, game-ending stats? Of course, we'll have those up for you later this weekend, but go ahead.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hate to interrupt you, but I am standing here with the man we just talked about, Mr. Michael Barrett. Michael's already got dressed from the locker room out here. Michael, all-time single-season passing record at Lowndes High School, Michael Barrett. What do you think about that?
It's great, man. I've been thinking about it all week. I need 146?
You got 367, brother.
It's great, man. It's awesome. I love you.
Well, I know that tonight your offensive line opened up a lot of holes for you. You also had 140, I think, 8 yards rushing. I know it's great to play behind that offensive line.
Yeah, man, they got my back no matter what. They tell me every day, man, I got you. Run behind every one of them. Run behind me. So, yeah, man, I love all of them, man. They're my boys.
Well, great job tonight. 720-something yards total offense tonight against the number one scoring defense in the state of Georgia this year in 7A. 57 points. Great job.
Yeah, man. Hey, like I said, it's all about the team, man. We got a great team, got a lot of athletes. You know, the O-line gave us a push. The defense came through, you know, make a whole bunch of stops. They only put up, what, 21? Yeah, 21 points, man. That's great.
Absolutely. Hey, we got another one next week. Good luck. Hey, good trip back home. Thank you, Mike. Guys, I understand Mike had a couple recruiters in the stadium watching tonight, including a Georgia Tech recruiter and a couple others. So, big night for that young man. He had a great, great job, and he is a special young talent.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works players interview. Come on back up this way. We're going to pack it up and start heading home. Let's go down to Chuck, though, and get our game-ending stats.
All right, Bill. Lowndes had 25 first downs, 43 rushes for 358 yards, 367 pass yards, 20 attempts with 15 completions, 63 plays of offense with a total of 725 yards.
Wow.
We had 7 penalties for 58 yards, 3 punts averaging 33.3 yards, and that's it.
Box score looks like this. No points scored in the first. Lowndes scored 33 in the second. Norcross scored 7. Vikings scored 10 in the third. Norcross scored 14. And Vikings scored 14 in the fourth. Norcross did not score any. Vikings are victorious, 57-21. Final thoughts, gentlemen? Marty, what you got for final thoughts?
He's on his way up. So, really, my final thoughts are really, truly just, I mean, what an incredible game by our Vikings. Offensively, defensively, the whole thing. It was a whole package tonight. And I think that is going to build going into the game against Westlake next week.
Marty, you got some final thoughts?
I don't think he's
there. Yeah, well, I'm thinking the stadium is very very steep, and I'm walking up these stairs. Guys, I'm getting too old for these 57-91 ball games and walking upstairs. It's a lot of walking back and forth. Guys, final thoughts are I'm just proud of our team. I'm proud of our guys, the way they continue to come out and fight and play. Proud of our defense. We did give up a couple big plays tonight, but, you know, they're on the field a lot. As fast as we scored on, what, two 80-yard runs there in the second quarter, and the defense is out there a lot. So, you know, I'm proud of the way they played, a very good team, to give up 21 points as much as they're on the field. I think that's a very good thing. Now, I am a little discouraged, you know, by the fact that it did get a little chippy there in the second half. You know, we got to try to keep our cool. Of course, they were definitely losing their cool. And you could tell that they're not used to losing, and they didn't like it. And, of course, you know, you want to see that in young men. You don't want them to like to lose. But, you know, you can't let that kind of stuff go on. And, unfortunately, we're going to be missing one of our best players next week, which is certainly going to be, you know, detrimental to us. But, guys, I'm proud of our team. I think they fought hard. Michael Barrett's a special talent. But the offensive line did a great job opening holes for him. And, again, I thought the defense played well tonight. The two interceptions were big. And just being able to, we did make them one-dimensional. They ran it a little early, but after that they didn't run anymore. They had to throw it, and that's not what their strength is. So good job by all our team. I hope we have a good trip back home and get ready to make another trip to Atlanta next week.
Thank you, Marty. My final thoughts are I thought we won the battle of the trenches. Michael Barrett had plenty of time to throw the ball tonight, and that proved with his production in the air. We won the battle defensively in the trenches, too. I thought we pressured the quarterback at times. But we really stymied their rushing attack, like Marty said, and we really forced them to air it out. And our secondary is much improved from last week. I don't know what we did during practice this week, but we were in the hip pocket all night. And I think we ran into a quarterback that was a lot more accurate last week than the quarterback was this week for Norcross. But great job by the Vikings. Hey, we're living to play another week, and that's all you can expect to do in the playoffs. So everybody be safe traveling home. Bill?
Well, guys, for all of us at The Viking Voice, I'm Bill Osborne for Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs, Larry Godwin, and for Wes James back home in Valdosta, Georgia, we thank you for joining us here on The Viking Voice and Lounge High Radio broadcast. We'll be back on the air next week, and that's saying a lot, after Thanksgiving, to be able to play another football game. This show tonight, engineered by Ruby back at the studio, and on-air produced here by the entire Viking Voice crew. And we'll see you next time right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.